Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that I don't think T-Hack's going to make it all the way through because it involves fast food in a negative way.
Oh. No.
Dun, dun, dun!
Well, I have a story. A guy walks into a bar and was he able to keep his clothes on? We'll find out.
Is this about me?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A 42-year-old man in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yes. There is that extra C in there.
There is, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Connect? It is Connecticut. Why don't we say that other C?
Connecticut. I don't know.
Connecticut.
Just like Antarctica?
Yeah. There's I do C. That one.
Do you know the other thing? When something, you've built something up in your head and then it doesn't live up to it, it's anti-climatic.
Climactic, is it?
It's climactic.
Yeah. There's that a C there. Is in there.
Well, it's climax, right? I think it's anti-climactic, not climatic. Google it, figure out which one's right on that one.
But enough about my bedroom life.
Mactic.
Yeah, it is the C. Anticlimactic. And so many people go anticlimatic, and it drives me crazy. It's like, what, the weather's affected by this story? It's not anticlimate. It's anticlimactic.
Sure. All right.
Well, this 42-year-old guy in Connecticut, he walked into an Italian place called Papa T's.
Oh, that's a Papa T's. Yeah.
I think if I opened a restaurant, I'd call it Papa T's.
I think you would have too.
Yeah. He went in, sat down, was eating, then he went to the bathroom. We've all been there. You gotta make a quick dash.
Italian food does not affect me in that way, but okay.
Well, this affected him bigly because he came out from the bathroom wearing no clothes. He was fully nude. He went in with the clothes, came out without them.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Papa T's, as would my restaurant, would be a family. It's a family restaurant. Lots of children were there.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think I'd let him wander a little bit. Because maybe he just had marinara sauce all over himself. And you just want, he was like,
it's an Italian restaurant. Let the sausage out.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Thank you. He's had an unlimited breadstick.
Right. Yeah. It said it caused some quote unquote alarm amongst, as it would, a naked man.
Yeah.
Police were called and he complied. I got to put those back on. Yeah, sure. No problem.
That was.
What the heck?
They don't know what's going on.
Mental evaluation is in order for
them. Yeah, they took him away.
Yeah. Did he get the finishes and meet the ball?
He got to go a box. A donkey bag.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't have time for my story, so tune in next week. Here we go. My story's out of the UK.
Hello.
Governor.
A couple was in a UK fast food restaurant. They got in some sort of scuffle. They were yelling at each other a little bit, doing the whole thing. At some point, this is where, T-Hack, you're going to want to leave the room.
Okay. I'm already mad. You show some respect when you're in a fast food place.
She took her soda. Something you care very much about. And poured it onto his burger.
No.
Oh, no.
Wasteful,
take
messy.
Take that.
Then he grabbed his hamburger, which is now sodden with soda.
Oh.
The soda sodden sausage.
Sandwich.
Thank you. Soda sodden sandwich. And he flung it at his bride.
No.
Yes. Then a full-on waylay food fight broke out.
No.
He eventually left the restaurant. She went to the coppers.
Oi.
I don't know if anybody's been arrested at this point, but
they should be.
Yes. Just for you, it's not about the violence between them. It's about the harm done.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it to the next table like, I would have eaten that. You would have just left it.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.